Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to audio conference of Ultrapar about the announcement of the sale of Extra Pharma. Today with us, we have Mr. Rodrigo Pizzinatto, Ultrapar's CFO. We'd like to inform you that participants be connected in listen-only mode during the company's remarks. After that, we'll have a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need assistance during the call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before moving on, we'd like to mention that forward-looking statements made during this conference call concerning the company's business outlook, financial and operating targets are based on beliefs and assumptions on the part of the company's management and also on information currently available for the company. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. They refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not materialize. Investors should have in mind that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors might affect the future results of the company and thus lead to results that will differ considerably from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Rodrigo Pizzinatto, who will conduct the presentation. Please, Mr. Pizzinatto, you may proceed. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. You probably saw the material fact we have just issued, the announcement of the signing of the sale contract for Extra Pharma. And this audio conference is for us to talk a little bit more about the transaction. On our website, we have a presentation that can be followed. I'll be showing four slides very briefly, and then we'll move on to questions you may have. Starting on slide number three, 2 days ago, we had our Ultra Day. One of the important messages that we conveyed on that day was of how at the Ultra Grupa have a unique platform to capture opportunities that we have ahead of us in the downstream oil and gas chain in Brazil. That comes from our three main businesses, Ultragas, Ultracargo, and Ipiranga. They have scales and structural advantages. And those opportunities have increased as economic activity picks up. Also because of privatizations of some refineries, which is ongoing, conducted by Petrobras, the opening of a natural gas market, and opportunities that might arise from the energy transition. Within that process, as we have been communicating to the market for some time now, we have been reviewing our business portfolio, trying to find companies which are more synergic or complementary to our business. And is it with great satisfaction, the first concrete step as we sell Extra Pharma. In addition to the benefits of the portfolio, which is complementary, as the benefit of having more focus on the part of the company and the leverage reduction that the transaction allows. Also important to know is that we are confident that the best destination to use Extra Pharma will have to have a shareholder focused on retail and with the necessary scale to continue to grow the company. Moving on to slide number four, and briefly going over the main structure of the transactions, the buying company is Pague Menos. Pague Menos now becomes the second drugstore chain in Brazil. The enterprise value, 700 million BRLs, subject to adjustments due to working capital and debt at the closing of the transaction. The payment method, 50% to be paid on the closing date, 25% on each of the first and second anniversary of the transaction, 1 year, 2 years. And we have some guarantee offer from buyers for the second and third installments. Extra Pharma and Pague Menos will maintain the regular course of business until the CADE, the Consumer Defense Agency, formalizes the transaction. As main precedent conditions for the closing of the transaction, we have the approval by the regulatory bodies, the CADE, approval by the Pague Menos general shareholders meeting and the completion of our procedures for the preemptive rights of Ultrapar, and I'll comment that in more detail in the next slide. Moving on to slide number five, that preemptive right of Ultrapar shareholders comes from the fact that when the company was acquired in 2014, we incorporated shares according to the corporation law. And to concede, to grant that right, they have to do that to those who wish to acquire Extrafarma shares. That right will be proportional to their respective share in Ultracar's capital stock, and the price per share will be the same as offered by Pague Menos, by the buyer. We'll call a special shareholders meeting, which will formalize the offering of the preemptive rights. There is no other resolution except that of formalizing the offering of the preemptive rights. We'll be communicating the date in the coming days. Shareholders Ultrapar that exercise such right will become direct shareholders of Extrafarma. And I'd like to emphasize that it'll be a privately held company with no liquidity, right? And the payment of the shares will be made immediately after the exercise of the preemptive rights. And we have also, as I mentioned, a personal guarantee will be provided by the controlling shareholder of Pague Menos for the last two installments. So those who wish to exercise those exercise for the second and third installments. And the transfer of shares ownership will occur only after the closing of the transaction. We have announced that 30 minutes ago. We wanted to briefly convey the rationale behind the transaction to all of you involving the transaction. And I'd like to now move on straight to the Q&A session. If we have somebody interested online to comment on it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, press star one on your touch phone. If you want to remove your question from the queue, please press star two. Our first question comes from Luiz Carvalho from UBS BB. Please, Mr. Carvalho, you have the floor. Thank you, Rodrigo. Good evening. Thank you for the prompt response. I have two questions, Rodrigo. The first one, we have discussed this extensively. We did it on Friday about the strategy, the rationale behind the transaction. The first question has to do with the valuation. Based on the guidance you have given and the amount announced, we have EBITDA around 7x, maybe a little more if you were talking about IFRS. I'd like to understand a little more color in terms of the rationale behind the negotiation. The final amount seemed to be slightly below what we were expecting. And of course, it makes sense as we discussed, but if you could talk about the enterprise value, and if you could give us some color also on the timing of the closing of the operation and the risks that you imagine you will face from the point of view of approval from regulatory bodies such as the CADE and the last two transactions that Ultra tried to make in terms of acquisitions. They're not comparable, of course, but they were not well seen by the CADE. So what can you expect on that front? The regulatory body's approval. Hello, Luiz. Thank you for your questions. I'll start talking about the amount, the enterprise value. Your assessment is correct about the multiples, around 7x. It's a very similar multiple to the one that Pague Menos is being transacted. So it's close to the pool valuation. And Pague Menos was able to offer that amount for Extrafarma because of the upsides related to operational synergy. That's where the upside resides for Pague Menos. And that reflects the amount of the company, the value of the company, given the fact, and you have been following their cash generation, it's quite concentrated on the long run, right? And we have described the installment plans. As for the timing, we expect to have an approval from CADE as per other precedent conditions at the end of 2021 and early 2022. And we do not expect to have the transaction rejected because of the networks that they're already having in place. Okay. Thank you, Rodrigo, and congratulations on a very strategic move. Thank you, Luis, and thank you for your questions as well. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from Gabriel Barra from Citi. Please, Mr. Barra, you may carry on. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the prompt response and congratulations on this step that the company is taking. I have a couple of questions. One concerning the valuation, I'm trying to understand if there is some kind of tax payment or a recognition of capital gains to be included. The amount you paid for Extra Pharma was above the value that you are selling it for now. What kind of nuance can we try to see there in terms of taxes, perhaps? And the second question, picking up where Luis left off the previous question, as for the CADE, the regulatory body, depending on the type of overlap you have in operational terms, there are some important overlappings we know, especially in the northeastern region of Brazil. And Rodrigo, if you could perhaps talk a little bit more about whether there is a provision in place in terms of the CADE, if negotiations are contemplated, how that would play out. If you could give us some more color about that, I'd appreciate it. Those are the two things. Thank you. Gabriel, thank you for your questions. Starting with the tax question, we do not anticipate taxes on capital gains. We'll be sure of that as the transaction is closed. The transaction is subject to debt and working capital issues, but that will not incur in capital gains, probably not. And about the CADE, the regulatory body, what we have in the contract, which was signed, is a provision for adjustment, which is contemplated in the contract, as I said. And we also have a provision for a non-compensatory fine should there be a rejection, which we do not believe will happen, but that's only what we usually do in contracts. We have a provision for that, but we don't see that happening. Okay, a follow-up, if I may. If you incur in a loss, not a capital gain, but a loss, could that be used somehow in accounting terms? Yes, we could use that for other transactions or the next recurring collection of income tax. Okay, thank you. Our next question comes from Guilherme Levy from Morgan Stanley. Please, Mr. Levy, you may carry on. Good evening. I just wanted to confirm, how much do you have in allocated debt? And what do you expect to have in terms of debt level at the closing? Just to know if whether those 700 million will actually come in as cash or not. Well, it's difficult to anticipate the type of adjustment in working capital because, you know, we're talking about a different moment at the month The working capital for Extra Pharma is very seasonal, depending on seasonality. So we do not have an idea of that. So right now, if you exclude that, I'd say about 20 million in net debt at Extra Pharma. We do not expect anything much different from that at the closing of the transaction. Okay, thank you, Rodrigo. Our next question comes from Pedro Soares from BTG Pactual. Please, Mr. Soares, you may proceed. Hello, good evening, Rodrigo. Good evening, everyone. It's a quick question, just to be sure. Out of the 700 million, so they are taking the liabilities as debt, the lease liabilities as debt, or not? From what I understood, the answer is no, but I just wanted to be sure. Good evening, Pedro. You are correct in your interpretation. That's not considered debt for the purposes of closing of the deal. Okay, thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. Please stand by as we poll for questions. Our next question comes from Bruno Montanari from Morgan Stanley. Please, Mr. Montanari, you may carry on. Good evening. I was disconnected, so I'm not really sure if the question was asked. I'd like to understand, for the subsequent payments in years one and two, any kind of adjustment is contemplated and what kind of indexing number would be. No, the question was not asked. The subsequent payments, first and second, will be corrected by CDI plus 0.5%. Okay, good. Thank you. Welcome. This concludes the Q&A session. I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Rodrigo Pizzinatto for his closing remarks. Please, Mr. Pizzinatto, you have the floor. You may carry on. Okay, I'd like to thank you all for your attention. We made a call at the spur of the moment, but I think we were able to, I believe, I hope we were able to bring some more clarity to the transaction and what it means for the company and for what we can expect going forward. We remain available, our IR team, to service, to offer enlightenments, additional answers you may need. Good evening, everyone, and once again, thank you. Thank you. Ultrapar's audio conference is now over. Thank you for participating. Have a good evening, and you may now disconnect your lines.